From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by U.S. air power have launched an offensive to gain control of Raqqa, the northern Syrian city overrun by the Islamic State in 2014. U.S. Special Envoy Brett McGurk said the vanguard of the forces entering Raqqa are ethnic Arabs.
We want a force that ultimately liberates Raqqa that is primarily from the local area, Arabs from the area. And so we have trained many of these fighters, and that force will continue to grow as we get to the subsequent phases of the campaign.
U.S. defense officials have indicated their Raqqa campaign would overlap with the assault on IS fighters in Mosul. Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party, or HDP, has announced its withdrawing from parliament after the arrest of 9 of its lawmakers. Emerson College assistant professor Yasser Munif says it is a dangerous escalation of the crackdown by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan since the July coup attempt.
The two co-chairs of the HDP, the People's Democratic Party, who represent almost 12 or 13% of the parliament in Turkey, are now in prison, in addition to 13 others. And Erdogan is basically trying to undermine any kind of opposition to his government.
HDP stands accused by the Erdogan government of financing and supporting the Kurdish insurgency. It denies that. An American citizen being held in Yemen has been released, evacuated to Oman. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the news of the release of Wallop Yusuf Pitts Lukman, recognizing it as a positive gesture by the Houthi rebels. Lukman was a teacher in Yemen, detained in April of 2015. This is VOA News. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, has told Congress recent emails they have acquired do not warrant any action by the FBI against Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton for using a private computer system for emails when she was Secretary of State. Meantime, Clinton and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump have been campaigning almost nonstop. Trump took issue during a campaign stop in the state of Michigan with the nation's political establishment, which he says has devastated the U.S. jobs market.
We're going to stop the jobs from going to Mexico and China and all over the world. We will make Michigan into the manufacturing hub of the world once again, and no politician will do that. They don't have a clue.
And Clinton spoke at a rally in the state of Ohio.
I know there's a lot of frustration and even anger in this election season. I see it. I hear it. Sometimes, you know, I'm the subject of it. I get it. But anger is not a plan. Anger is not going to get us new jobs with rising incomes that will create a strong, thriving middle class.
The election is tomorrow, and as so far, Clinton leads Trump in many of the national polls. China is preventing two elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong from taking their seats in the city's legislature because they deliberately misread their oaths of office. The National People's Congress Standing Committee in Beijing published its ruling today. Willie Lam, a professor at Chinese University of Hong Kong, tells VOA the MPC violated Hong Kong's judicial authority.
This very crude and rude affront to Hong Kong's high degree of autonomy regarding the judiciary is a big blow to one country, two systems.
On Sunday, Hong Kong police used proper pepper spray, that is, on demonstrators who took to the streets ahead of the ruling to demand that China stay out of the city's affairs. Janet Reno, the first woman to serve as the U.S. Attorney General, died early today. She was 78, died from complications of Parkinson's disease. Reno, a former Miami prosecutor who famously told reporters, "I do not spin," served nearly 8 years as Attorney General under President Bill Clinton, the longest stint in a century. After leaving Washington, Reno returned to her native state of Florida, made an unsuccessful run for governor in 2002. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.